Firepower with Will Johnson. Only at band.video.
Welcome, welcome, and thank you for joining us this evening. My name is Will Johnson, and this is Firepower. We have a lot to talk about tonight. Have an exciting show for you. It's going to be out of this world. So one of the things we're going to talk about is, of course, big tech. Big tech and how they're destroying all of our freedoms and freedom of speech in this country. We're going to talk about big tech. Not only that, we're going to talk about Christianity. And Christianity, how Christianity is under attack in America, and not just America, but the world. You know, I think Christianity, the attack on Christianity and what big tech is doing goes hand in hand. On one hand, we have big tech. They're censoring conservative Christians all over their platforms. You can't even go on some platforms and say in the name of Jesus. Because if you do, you're subject to be banned. They can't have that. They don't want that. They don't want you to say in the name of Jesus on these different platforms. So tonight, I'm going to make sure that I say it in the name of Jesus because they don't like it. It triggers liberals. It triggers all of these anti-American, hateful, despicable liberals when you say in the name of Jesus. And on back on big tech, you have Google and you have Facebook. They take people's money, but then you don't get nothing from it. We're going to talk about how they're taking advertising dollars from people that's trying to advertise their business, trying to advertise their campaign. And what happens? Nothing. They just take your money and nothing happens. They're censoring people that's getting in their way in their agenda. So we're going to have all of that going on tonight. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Again, Tom Pepper, he's going to be guest hosting with me tonight. We're going to have him on. We're going to have Bill Warner. We're going to have some other guests on with us. We're just going to talk about everything that's going on in this country that's affecting you, that's affecting our families, and how it possibly, if there's a way that we can change some of the things. Now, one thing that's happening, there's an invasion in America right now that a lot of people are not paying attention to. A lot of people have seen it, but what's happening, we have a lot of Muslims coming into this country, and now we have two elected officials in this country, and their main thing is trying to bring in the Sharia. If they can bring in the Sharia, then they're going to be happy. They say they're not for the Sharia, but we all know that they are because they live by it. They've expressed it. They've shown how much they hate this country. And yes, I'm talking about Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar. Both of them hate this country. They've expressed it. They hate this country because we stand with Israel. And we're going to stand with Israel. And long as we stand with Israel, we're going to keep doing it. So one thing you need to check, go to band.video. You see this right here? Right here, band.video. If you go to band.video, you can click on my picture. Once you click on my picture, you will see the live show. There it is. Look at that right there. You can see the live show going on right now. So let's go ahead on into the studio and we're going to get ready for the show. All right. So band.video is where you want to go. Band.video. And also on top of that, like I said, we're going to have Bill Warner on tonight and we're going to have other guests coming on with us. That's going to talk about absolutely wonderful subjects, things that you normally get banned, things you normally get banned for. All right, so here we go. But you've got to help me. You've got to go to band.video. Click on my picture. Share that link with everybody that you know. Text it to them. If you go to band.video, you're going to help me. You're going to help all of us fight the censorship, fight the tech tyranny that's happening in this country. Band.video. 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 All right. So again, text it, text it, text it now, because we got to get on fire for this country. We have to get on fire for America. And like I said, if we don't stand up now, we're going to lose everything. We're going to lose everything that we call dear in this country. It's no longer going to be stand. We're no longer going to have our freedoms in this country if we don't stand up now. So share the link, band.video, and join us tonight for this lively show on Firepower with Will Johnson. We'll be back after this.
And now, Will Johnson.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for going to band.video and thank you for sharing that link, band.video. Thank you for texting it to your friends and family, band.video. So we have a guest that's going to come on tonight. We're going to talk about how Islam and how it's taking place in America and what's happening to all of us here in America. Do we have Bill Warner? Oh, interesting. Okay, so we were gonna have Bill Warner on with us, but it looks like Bill Warner is in the middle of a thunderstorm and does not have power. So these things happen, but the show must go on. So, okay. In the meantime, so let's go ahead and bring Tom Peppard on with us, and then we're gonna talk about some of the different subjects that we have going on today. So if we have Tom, we can go ahead and bring him on with us. There he is. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Will. How are you tonight?
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for joining me again. You know, I was going to bring Bill Warner on. He's going to talk about Islam and how it's taking over in America. And he's so knowledgeable on it. And I really don't want to, you know, I really want to get his talking points on it. So If the storm is not going to go past by, I'm going to have to reschedule with him to bring him on. And we had another guest that we were going to bring on with us, Larry Johnson. He's running out of Minnesota. Is that correct?
Against Ilhan Omar.
Yeah, against Ilhan Omar. He was going to come on with us, but it looked like at the last minute he may have backed out, or because we've had maybe he's in the storm as well. I don't know. let's talk. You know, we had a whole lineup that we were going to talk about with Bill Warner, and I really hate that he's not able to come on with us. So let's just get into some of the other pressing news that we have here. One of the things that we were going to talk about is big tech. And we could go on and on to talk about big tech. So I think that's probably a good thing to start with. President Trump had his summit, you know, not too long ago, and talking about big tech, and he invited a whole bunch of internet YouTubers and Facebookers, just internet influencers, to come to the summit. And he had all of them sit in the press section and had all the press sit behind the line. And they were all butthurt about it. They were upset about it. But the thing that I don't like is that, you know, President Trump brought up the censorship and he had the summit, but the tech companies, all they did was double down. Do you think the tech companies at some point will say, okay, you know, we're in the wrong for censoring people's free speech? You should be able to say, even the CEO, I believe, of Google just recently put out a comment saying that we want, you know, anything and everything on YouTube. And what happened?
That's exactly right. But, you know, Will, it's interesting because they put out that statement saying, you know, it's a very hard thing to do, but we're going to let people of all political stripes come on and say whatever they want. It's very difficult to be a free speech platform, but that's what YouTube is. And they did this the week after deplatforming four or five different prominent conservative voices. And then the same day, of course, War Room, Owen Schroyer made a brand new YouTube channel taking Susan Wojcicki's comment to face value that they're going to honor all voices. And within, I think, 15 minutes, War Room was taken off of YouTube. So we all know that they seem to be complete liars. That's the way it seems, at least, not to call them a liar, but it certainly doesn't seem like they're telling the truth. And really, I think this is what you and I have both come up against, Will. This isn't about the bottom line for them. If they cared about making money, they would let everybody they could get come on the platform because it means more and more users are plugged into their smartphones, staring at the smartphone, getting that wonderful hunchback that the kids all have nowadays. They would be doing that more often. But it's not about money for them. It's entirely about pushing a globalist narrative.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's about them pushing their agenda, everything that they feel that is good. You know, what's really amazing to me is that we have all of these leftists, and it just happened to be that the major tech companies are ran by leftists. And they believe that they have they believe they know what's best for all of us. So, for example, because you have someone that's conservative like yourself or myself go on to these different platforms and we post something, not being violent, not being hateful, but simply showing our support for President Trump and for this country, and they don't want people to see that. It's almost like they don't want people to know that there's people out there that love this country. Now, they're happy when you have anti-Semitic people like Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib go out there and then they show how much they hate America and express how much they hate America. They'll go viral. They even help them to go viral. I mean, so what do you think is going to happen come the 2020 election? Do you think that the big tech companies are going to allow us to remain on these platforms? Or do you think they're just going to start removing? Because, you know, they've already gradually started removing people off these platforms.
I think this is the biggest threat President Trump has going into 2020. I mean, the Democrats, it's a clown show. They don't know what they're doing. The only possibly credible candidates they have, Tulsi Gabbard, she's also being censored on big tech. So the Democrats are not a threat. President Trump's biggest issue going into 2020 is censorship of conservatives. And yes, they're going to take every last conservative voice they can find who doesn't make us look bad off. You notice white nationalists are still allowed on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Actual despicable white nationalists are still allowed to have a presence there. People who want black people out of this country, people who want Jews out of this country, they're allowed. Why? Well, it's because that's the narrative that they want. They want to have the wonderful, virtuous left versus these despicable human beings. And everybody else, there's a reason why they took Alex Jones out first. And there's a reason why they took InfoWars out first. They took out InfoWars because they were the biggest proponents of President Trump in 2016, largely responsible for getting the man elected. And they took them out. They've since de-boosted and shadow banned who knows how many people. They've tried to lock Carpe Donkem out of his account before. They're doing this to everybody, big and small. By the time 2020 comes around, there's going to be nobody left if President Trump and the administration do not act.
You're absolutely right. And I, you know what, President Trump, I don't, be honest with you, I don't think President Trump realized how important it is to keep conservatives on these different platforms, because we're not bots. They like to call us bots because we don't go along with their programming, because we think for ourselves, and they don't understand how we can think for ourselves and go along and support President Trump. I think the main reason why they keep the actual white nationalists, the people that don't like black people, the true people that don't like black people, not the Trump supporters, because they try to say Trump supporters, but the reason why they keep them on the platform is so that they can refer back to them and say, look, this is how they are. Because other than that, because if they remove them, then they don't have anything. Because you, myself, conservative Christians that support President Trump, love this country, we're not going out there being violent. We're not going out there trying to attack anyone. We're not hitting someone for wearing Obama paraphernalia or anything, or Biden or Kamala Crazy Harris. No, none of us go out and attack them, because we're not doing that, because we're not giving them what they want. They have to create it. Just like in the film that's coming out, the Cuck movie, they have to create it. And then because they create these movies and they create these videos or they create this narrative, people watch it that don't think for themselves and believe that it's happening on an alarming rate.
That's precisely right. And they amplify these few, two or three voices. I mean, look, it's big tech and their friends in mainstream media. Just two or three weeks ago, we saw Richard Spencer, the man who describes himself basically as a proud white nationalist. The man went on CNN to say real white nationalists do not support President Trump. So in reality, these people hate President Trump, because President Trump is a big fan of Israel. He's a big fan. I mean, look at his children. His daughter converted to Judaism. That is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, and he's doing stuff that's helping black people. And it's like I said last night, he's not directly doing it to help black people. But you know what? He's indirectly helping black people, because he's helping the American people. And because he's helping the American people, that is a problem. You can't have a sitting president come out helping the American people and black people benefit. You know, I keep repeating that because it's true, and a lot of people don't understand how important it is that we wake up to it. All right, this is Firepower. We'll be back after this message. Stay tuned. right, we are back. We are back in studio live. This is our second episode of Firepower, and I want to thank everyone for joining us, and it's such a blessing. I have people all on social media saying they're watching the show. It's amazing. I'm actually, I have the show going live right here. Not that I'm watching myself, I'm just, you know, looking at it, and people are commenting on the social media. So I want to thank you again for coming and watching, and I want to thank Tom Pepper for guest hosting with me on this epic time for all of us. I know Bill Warner was supposed to come on with us tonight, but he's in the middle of a storm, and all of his lights went out. So our prayers out for Bill Warner, and we're going to try to reschedule with him. But I still would like to show his video. This is a video that I was talking. This is a video with Bill Warner about how Islam is affecting us in America. So if we can, I want to play that clip, and then we'll come back and talk about it. And I'll get my opinion on it as well. We'll get Tom's opinion on it as well. So let's go play that clip, and then we'll come back to us.
Why political Islam is winning in the United States and why we are losing. Oh, about election time, I got all kinds of panic because all of a sudden there were candidates who were Muslim who were running for office and they won. The triumph of the Muslims who ran for office was planned 20 years ago. Whereas most people's response to this event was simply, what? If they're running for office? They told you they were going to run for office 20, 30 years ago. So what we see here is that Islam is capable of fantastic strategic planning. We have a near enemy and a far enemy. The near enemy are those who support Islam, even though they're not Muslims. The far enemy is political Islam itself. What's killing us is the near enemy. I, for instance, have never been harmed by a Muslim. I've never been threatened by a Muslim. Do you know who takes me down at the knees? Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Then we go to move into the churches. We have churches who are absolute silent in the face of persecution around the world. We used free speech in demonstrations. We used free speech in civil disobedience. We need to develop a little more sass so that we, as a group, present ideas that we cannot present as individuals. Talk about things that we need to do. So we need a lot more free speech, and it needs to be radical in the sense of we need to be offending our enemies. Right now, we don't want to offend anybody.
Yeah, you know what? I completely agree. We need, and you know what? I like doing that. I like to tell the truth to liberals, and guess what? Liberals get triggered. They get completely triggered when you tell them facts. And you know what? All this ties in together with big tech. All of it. Because big tech is supporting Islam. Big tech is supporting all of these countries that don't like America. I mean, wasn't Google in the news not too long ago where they wouldn't share information with the Pentagon, but they shared information with China? I mean, seriously, these are companies, U.S.-based companies operating with inside of the United States of America, and they're doing stuff that's undermining the American people, undermining our way of life. Tom, you're seeing this. I mean, we're all seeing this together. What do you think something that should be done? Do you think anything can be done? Do you think it's too far gone? I think the more we speak out, the more they double down.
You may have a point there, but you're absolutely honing on exactly what's happening. There's the unholy alliance between big tech, the mainstream media. You even have academia into it and political Islam. And look what's happened over the last 20 or 30 years. Democrats and GOPE people like President Bush alike have shipped in these people from Somalia, from Palestine, from elsewhere, dropped them into the United States of America. And now they're voting for the person who shares their beliefs. So what do we do about it to begin to reverse this tide? Well, as Alex Jones says, I think the one unifying thing that we have in this country, that this country was founded upon, is Christianity. We can raise people up through real Christianity, not what you get in these mega churches. Aside from that, exactly what Mr. Warren said, we have to be vocal. We have to be unafraid. And if they try to attack us, that's because we are getting flack over the target. We have to be exactly what this show is, what Band.Video is. We have to be the vocal opposition to point out that in majority Muslim countries like Brunei, they are executing homosexuals. That in nearly every single Muslim country and in Muslim parts of the UK, they are committing routine female genital mutilation where they do unspeakable
things. And then you have places here within the United States when they bring these people in and they're doing all this stuff. Then they try to act like it's not even happening. Then they try to say it's not even true. You know, I mean, it's like, what do you believe? You believe what's happening to these young girls or not? And then they bring people in like Ilhan Omar. Let's go to this clip here. Ilhan Omar, this is like a clip where she's showing how much she hates this country. Let's go to that. This number two.
Of the United States is because right. I embody what that hope should look like.
This is our country. It's time for us to impeach this president.
Some people did something. The eyes of history is watching us.
I see the look of evil in your eyes. You've been filling me up full of lies.
This is the agenda of white nationalists.
Yes, she's just a nasty person.
And you don't say America with an intensity. You don't.
Andrea.
Al-Qaeda, you know.
He's an expert.
See, it's a joke to her.
Absolutely not. That is silly to even think.
Our country should be more fearful of white man across our country.
Will you condemn the Antifa attack in Washington over the weekend? It's easy to condemn terrorism. Will you condemn it?
And so I think, quite disgusted, really, to be honest, that as Muslim legislators, we are constantly being asked to waste our time speaking to issues that other people are not asked to speak to.
Okay, you can stop it there. Look, you know what? This attack on white people, and you know, I've been talking about how they're attacking white people for over 2 years now, and probably more than that. Actually, it started before President Trump even became president. And I've noticed how they gradually started doing little small things here and there. But America, her attack on America specifically, she's talking about white people because white people are majority of the people in this country. I mean, it is. I mean, if you want to look at the actual numbers, that's the way it is. And it's by design because the Democrats, they killed off so many black people. We can't get above a certain percentage in this country, and they don't want us to get above that percentage. So in 20 seconds, what do you think about that? About her, you know, coming in and trying to change up everything?
I think she's a perfect example of Takiyah. This is a woman who allegedly married her own brother, who allegedly had an extramarital affair. And she's here to tell us what's wrong with this country. She's exactly. Here to tell us how we need to live our lives. It's absolutely disgusting, Will.
Yeah, it is disgusting. And you know what? When they find out that she did these things, where's the liberal media? They kind of like, oh, okay, we'll talk about it. But you know what? Let's let it go. Hush, hush, hush. Sweep it under the rug because they like her hating America. They like her hating President Trump. They like her creating this division. As long as she keep doing her job by doing all of these crazy things, they're going to keep pushing her and keep promoting her. This is Firepower with Will Johnson. Tom Papper is guest hosting. We'll be back after this.
Real news, real people, real politics. Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right. Yeah, we're back. We're back. My name is Will Johnson. This is Firepower. We are having discussions. We've talked about Islam. We talked about big tech. And I think it's all tied in together because I truly believe big tech is working hand in hand with Islam to underhand and undermine the American people. And a lot of people don't even realize it, but it's happening. It is happening. So this was just brought to my attention, and we're going to play this video clip. This is with Ted Cruz. He's talking about gun control, but he mentions Alex Jones in this audio clip. So I want to let's cue this audio clip up and let's play this. And I want to bring Tom on with me so we both can listen to this. And so we can hear what he's saying in this clip about Alex Jones. And then I'm going to most definitely give you my honest opinion about Ted Cruz. Let's go ahead and play that audio clip.
Jones. Now listen, Alex Jones, I don't listen to his show, but from what I know of it, he's a nut. Not only is he is a nut who has slandered me repeatedly, among other things, devoting significant airtime to claiming my dad killed JFK. Needless to say, I'm not an Alex Jones fan. Nonetheless, I defended his right to speak. I said, look, the way to respond to bad ideas is not censorship. You don't silence him. You respond and counter it. And a couple of things happened. One, I was disappointed that I didn't see anybody left of center defending his free speech rights. And that's a shift that I think is troubling, is that liberals don't tend to defend free speech the way 10, 20, 30 years ago they did. But two, you saw some, particularly media folks, saying, okay, Cruz is positioning himself for a subsequent presidential campaign to try to curry favor with the Alex Jones listening audience. Like, the guy's a nut. No, the reason I defended his rights is precisely because he's been a nasty nut to me, to show this isn't about people I like. This is about that free speech protects everyone. And so, you know, when you ask me the question about what I'm trying to do,
everyone. He's saying free speech protects everyone. And that is true. That's true. And, you know, I'm one of the biggest ones to say, you know, your freedom of speech begins when I don't like what you're saying. That's for me. But, you know, liberals, I have to admit, liberals don't like free speech, and liberals will do everything they can to shut you down. Now, Ted Cruz is not president because I personally believe he's a weasel. What he did to Ben Carson during the 2016 election, during the primary, was completely a weasel move. And then he was trying to act like people didn't even recognize it. And then because he became lying Ted, trying to act like he didn't even know or he was lying about it, and got caught lying about it. And now he's wondering why Alex Jones is still, you know, he called Alex Jones a nut, but he's wondering why Alex Jones is still talking and still putting out information. You know what? Let me say this. I'm so thankful that Ted Cruz is not president. Now, I'm glad that he understands where freedom of speech lies. But him calling Alex Jones as a nut, Ted Cruz is the nut. I mean, seriously, he is the biggest nut out there because he panders as much as possible because he's a career politician. What do you think, Tom?
No, you're totally right. This is somebody, Ted Cruz, who referred to CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, as a pernicious den of snakes. His wife is on the Council of Foreign Relations. You can't make this stuff up. And Ted, if you're listening, if you catch this broadcast, maybe explain how come your dad was photographed so close to the scene of the assassination. And maybe that will explain why Alex Jones is talking about it so much. But Ted Cruz, we've seen this guy. And in recent years, Alex is not talking about Ted Cruz and his father and those extremely strange connections. That's not what's been in the news at all. Ted Cruz recently endorsed red flag laws, which would see our guns stripped from us because your crazy ex-girlfriend, your second cousin who hates Trump, whoever can call the police and say Will Johnson, Tom Papert is a threat and they need to be taken out. So yes, Ted Cruz, you have been getting some airtime on the Alex Jones show. However, I do have to say I appreciate what he is saying about free speech, because while Alex Jones, while you, while me, while anybody, we're not saying crazy things. We're saying that we love America and we should put America first. That's what's going on this broadcast. And that's what goes on in the Alex Jones show. But the real bad people, the people who are objectively terrible, the white nationalists, the Antifa far left, unless they're threatening physical violence, they should be allowed to speak freely. And I do appreciate that Ted is giving lip service to the First Amendment. I would expect nothing on it. We should be expecting this from every senator.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know what? So I have another clip, then it goes right along with free speech and have freedom of religion, et cetera, where the left, they only want you to have the free speech or the religion that they deem okay or what they deem safe. So here's a video that I want you guys to queue up. This is about a church. They opposed the drag queen storytelling time, and they were vandalized. So because they were vandalized, because they don't agree with it. So anyone who doesn't agree with their craziness is subject to be attacked. So let's play that video. Let's play that video real quick.
So, you know, I spoke to Pastor Amado Weezer this morning. He told me he is very disappointed. He told me he's not a bigot. He's all about inclusivity, and that's why he wants his voice to be heard as well. Holy music filled the halls at South Bay Pentecostal Church in Chula Vista, but the walls outside sang a different tune.
Sure enough, at every four corners, there was graffiti on the walls of our church.
Pastor Weezer quickly covered up the symbols and messages associated to Satan. He believes the church was targeted.
There's no question.
For the last 2 weeks, Weezer has been outspoken about his opposition to a City of Chula Vista Library sanctioned event called Drag Queen Storytime.
The Chula Vista Public Library said this is a reflection of our community. I beg to differ.
He believes the event is not age-appropriate, nor should it be a public, taxpayer-funded program.
If the people wanted to make that happen, to do that in a private setting, at a bookstore, at a home, but not at the Chula Vista Public Library.
Weezer says their surveillance system captured two men parking their sedan in the church parking lot at around 3 a.m. Sunday, then walking toward the building. 15 minutes later, they're seen jumping back into the car with what looked to be spray cans in their hands. He's since filed a hate crime report to Chula Vista Police and asked for increased patrols.
I'm all about diversity. I'm all about inclusiveness. When you do something like a drag queen story hour, you are excluding a segment of the populace who, in fact, are not in favor of this, but because of what we experience today, are scared to speak out.
Despite what happened, Weezer says he won't back down.
I'm very sad. I'm heartbroken. But I'm going to continue to speak.
Now, the pastor has a special meeting set up with Chula Vista Mayor Mary Salas tomorrow at 11 a.m. to talk about this event. He hopes to either get the public event canceled or get it moved to a private setting like the upcoming South Bay Pride Festival. If not, Drag Queen Storytime will continue right here as scheduled at the Chula Vista Public Library Civic Center branch on the 10th. Reporting live tonight, I'm Rena Nakano. 10
That's months. Crazy. So it's okay for them to indoctrinate the children. It's okay for them to try to push their sexuality onto children. But then you have someone who opposes against it. And then the ones that's committing these Satanist acts go to a church and put their Satanist paraphernalia or their drawings on the church building as if they're fighting something that is wrong. I mean, what is the mindset of these people is ridiculous.
You know, they are totally and completely controlled by Satan. I mean, that's what this comes down to. You see these people. It is a man who is extremely overweight with a beard, dressed like he's going out for a night on a town as a woman. And they're dancing and gyrating their hips and having little kids sit on their laps. And we know there have been multiple cases of these people. And I use that term loosely. These people being convicted child predators, child rapists.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And then a lot of them, when they do these library story book telling times, they're not even reading the story to kids. They want to see what color their underwear is, and then they have the kids laying on top of them. Not only should they go to jail, but the parents should go to jail as well. This is Firepower. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to Firepower. Thank you for joining us. My name is Will Johnson. Guest hosting with me is Tom Pappard. So we have some more clips that we want to show you. You know what? All this that we're talking about is how the big tech companies, you know, big tech companies, they're colluding. Let me get it right. They're colluding with the left. They're colluding with Democrats. See, the big tech, they are all leftists, and they're colluding with the Democrats to try to undermine the American people and to try to change the outcome of the 2020 election, because they all know that President Trump is going to win. If the election were to take place today, President Trump would be the winner, hands down. And they know it. So they make up all these false narratives. But anyways, the big tech companies working with the Democrats, you know, the whole, and they're changing what people should think and the outcome of everything. And like the whole censorship taking place against conservatives, taking the place against Christians. And then when you have Christians that speak up against the crazy stuff, then they don't like it. Brings me to the next video with the Bill of Rights. So now here's a video that we have to talk about the Bill of Rights. Just imagine if the Bill of Rights were written today. Just think about that. If the Bill of Rights were written today, do you think they would pass it? I mean, seriously. Let's go to this video, and then we're going to come back and we're going to discuss it, myself with Tom. Let's go to that video.
They believe sincerely the climate that we're in today, if the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the United States Constitution, were put before the public today, I'm not too sure that we will hold on to the Bill of Rights, especially when I see what people are doing with the Second Amendment. I'm not telling what they would do with the First Amendment.
You really believe that? I mean, that's well a startling statement. You believe that?
Absolutely, there will be a strong support against the Bill of Rights. Go through the Bill of Rights, and I tell you, I run into people every day who would like to see so much of those guarantees uprooted. So you don't tear stuff up in order to improve on it. Let's look at what's wrong. Let's look at what can be improved. And let's go out and work together to improve these things, not just throw.
You know what? If it was his choice, if it was up to him, they would just remove all of them. You know what? If you really think about it, these leftists have been trying to figure out how to rewrite the U.S. Constitution. They have been talking about getting rid of the Second Amendment. And they most definitely want to get rid of the First Amendment. To an extent, they have already done that on the socialist media platforms. The First Amendment is being suppressed like no other time in the history of this country. Your First Amendment, seriously, what is that? Do we even have the First Amendment any longer? Does the First Amendment exist? It only exists if we say the things that they want us to say. Tom, with them doing all this censorship and with them trying to change, they would love to get rid of it. The Bill of Rights, it should be a thing of the past for them. And for all of us is what they want. And see, I see it as code as change the Bill of Rights. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Because if we can get rid of it, then we can get rid of the conservative Christians being able to do everything that they're doing because we have freedoms. What do you think?
You're absolutely right, and it's a rare day that I agree with the Democrat, but there is already massive opposition to the Bill of Rights. As you said, Will, the First Amendment has been completely and utterly demolished because the modern public forum, which Google, YouTube even admits they are the modern public forum, they ban whoever they dislike, regardless of if they are violating any laws, regardless of if it's First Amendment protected speech, they ban who they want. The Second Amendment, of course, is under extreme siege. We have red flag laws pumping up in like 13, 14 different states. Even in Texas, they're trying to get some form of red flag laws passed by the governor. We have no Fourth Amendment as well. All of our data, we have smartphones, we have Alexas, we have Fitbits that are spying on us 24/7. The government can subpoena those organizations for that data whenever they want. Their Bill of Rights is already in shambles. The Constitution itself is already in shambles. So if it were proposed today to have a First, Second, Fourth Amendment, no way on earth would it pass. If it did, it would be by one vote.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They would be screaming tomorrow. Why would you allow the Second Amendment to be here? Because all it's going to do is cause mass shootings. That's exactly how the angle would be. That's exactly how they would put it. It's going to cause mass shooting. You cannot put it in there. But I guarantee that they would write something in to where a man can wake up after 40 years and become a woman, and you go to jail if you don't agree with it. I guarantee they'll put that in there. I guarantee that they'll make sure that Roe versus Wade is in there and never can be reversed because the killing of the unborn child is a thing and a way to go for them. They think it's okay. See, they want to put in everything that is Satan, everything that is satanic, everything that goes against everything that is good. That's what their Bill of Rights is. That's what they want it to be. You know, one of the questions I posed to a lot of people out there, I said, if Satan were to show up in front of the DNC, which policy would the DNC disagree with from Satan? They wouldn't. They would stand up and applaud. Oh, yes, you're wonderful. You're wonderful. Everything that you're saying, we support it. Because as of today, they support everything of Satan. Them vandalizing that church. Right. Yeah, them vandalizing that church. Prime example. Them doing this drag queen storytelling time. That's nothing but of Satan. And you can't say it's free thought because they're targeting children. It's absolutely disgusting. So I have another video that I want to play for you. This is where they said, will McCabe be indicted, right? So let's play the video, and then we'll come back and have more discussion on it.
Criminal action against Andrew McCabe, and he's just got a job on, you know, another network. I mean, he's going about, you know, his life. Jim Comey, no charges so far. So what are you expecting in terms of this decision that the DOJ needs to make in terms of a potential indictment of Andrew McCabe?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of people, a lot of interest in that. And I think that's going to be a decision that has to be made very quickly. To remind your viewers, it was last year that the Inspector General found that Deputy Director McCabe authorized the disclosure of sensitive investigative information to a reporter, and then, more importantly, repeatedly lied about it to investigators. So, as your viewers also know, the Department of Justice has, through the special counsel, recently made a cottage industry out of charging people like General Flynn and George Papadopoulos for lying to investigators. Here, you have the Inspector General stating that Andrew McCabe did that multiple times, and the magic words, did so intentionally and knowingly. I think the Department of Justice is going to have to indict Andy McCabe simply because to do otherwise would be to admit that there are separate standards for the people doing the same thing for the same conduct.
So just to be clear, you think the DOJ will indict Andrew McCabe?
Yeah, I've had this discussion with a lot of really good prosecutors who, and there is a difference of opinion, but I don't know how you can't indict him when he is engaged in the same conduct that other people have recently been,
charged for,
at the Department of Justice, particularly when your own watchdog says that those lies were done intentionally and knowingly and done repeatedly. You can't really tell the public, look, we're going to treat different, treat people differently with different standards for the same conduct.
Sure.
And I think that's really what the department has to look at and why I think they're ultimately have to strongly consider bringing those charges against former Deputy Director McCabe.
You know what? Democrats have been treated differently. And the first one that was, I guess, the most high profile one was Hillary Clinton. I mean, so the American people, and I see it all the time posting on social media, when is Attorney General Barr, when is someone going to be put in handcuffs? And, you know, I'm starting to wonder that myself, because it's like we're not seeing it. It's like conservative Republican Christians, they do something, and they're like the liberal media screams, oh, no, look what happened, look what they did. And then they either they cower down, they step down, or they're put in handcuffs, or something happens. But when liberals do something, these Democrats, the leftists, nothing ever happens. It's like, oh, you know what? We're expected to be evil. We're expected to do these wrong things. So you need to just let it like roll off.
You're exactly right. We have a two-tiered justice system in this country where if you are a part of the elite, if you are part of either the Democrat or the Republican elite, Hillary Clinton is a good example of that, then you are essentially immune. We have James Comey, where Barr, and possibly the first time I've been utterly and completely disgusted by the man, he said that he would not recommend prosecution against James Comey, the leaker, who we now know that he violated FBI protocol 100 times. And it makes me sit here think, well, if I were in the FBI, I would start leaking constantly, because apparently if you violate the terms of your employment, there's no punishment.
Yeah, there's no repercussion. You don't have to worry about it. They'll probably give you a medal, or they'll probably give you a promotion. Don't worry about doing jail time. It's not going to happen. Jail time is only for the American people, the citizens that follow the law. That's what jail time is for. We'll be back after this.
Real people, real politics. And now, Will Johnson.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. This is the second hour of Firepower. Look at that. What's going on, guys? What's going on? Great crew, great crew. You know, last night, the first episode, we had some issues, but the crew is amazing. You know, and I'm blessed to have such an awesome crew. So let's get back to these clips. I'm going to talk about this one. This one is a black Trump supporter defends support with giant mega hat. So let's play this clip, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
I have a lot of friends who tell me that I shouldn't support Donald Trump because I'm black, which is sort of insane because this is politics. I can support whoever the hell I want to support. But and then also they told me I shouldn't wear the MAGA hat, so I bought the biggest MAGA hat. So it makes it double the importance. So that's why.
Oh, that's awesome. Leave that up there and put it on B-roll. Leave that back in there and put it on B-roll for me. That's awesome. You know, I love that hat. Look at that. You know what? You only get the left to tell you that, you know, they probably calling him a sellout. I mean, it's the same thing over and over and over. They don't have anything new to say. You know, black people aren't supposed to be able to think for yourself. You're supposed to be just do whatever it is that they say. You know, it's the whole thing with like the freedom of speech, the Bill of Rights. If they can remove it, he would not be able to wear that. He would only be able to wear shackles if it was up to Democrats. Look like we
stones
don't have
on
audio.
Him.
Okay, there you go. Go ahead.
He's got a serious set of stones on him, this guy, because he is breaking so many of the left's rules right now. He's not supposed to be allowed to talk about this in public. He's not supposed to be allowed to support President Trump in public. And I love seeing stuff like this. And it's happening more and more and more as we get closer to the next election, because Americans refuse to be silenced, Will. And that's really what I'm so glad we got this clip in the show, because it's absolutely beautiful to see things like this.
Yeah. You know, it kind of reminds me of this old movie that I saw back in the day where this guy, he was like a big pimp. And this is like a big mega pimp hat. It's a big mega pimp hat. All he needed is some shoes with platform, glass shoes with the fish in it. You know what I'm talking about? There's an old movie. He walked out big pimping, you know. It looked like a big Trump pimp hat. And he pimping these liberals, you know what I'm saying? So and they get triggered. And that's what you're supposed to do. They get triggered by the truth. And they can't handle it. So we have another one that we want to play really quick here. This is cable news, Fredo. This is about Fredo. Let me not spoil it. Go ahead. Let's put it back up in the box for us there. And let's play this video clip with Fredo. All right. You know, talking about Fredo.
Real stable genius.
Real stable genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Cable News Fredo Impersonator.
Mr. Cable News Fredo Impersonator!
A 64 IQ, wealthy parents, degree from Yale. You cultivate a look that oozes nepotism.
You are the weak, brother!
Sure, your father and brother were powerful men, but they never hosted a low-rated show on CNN, or did it with two missing chromosomes.
I want respect, please!
And nothing says, don't call me Fredo, like a man with a mouthful of Sean Hannity.
I'll rock you, shit, baby!
So grab a steroid and go threaten a fan, you Neanderthal of news. America knows the real genius in the Cuomo family is you.
Mr. Cable News Fredo impersonator!
Fredo. You know, if I ever get the opportunity to meet Fredo, I'm going to make sure I get his name right and call him Fredo. Just to see what his reaction. You know, he's supposed to be the news. And, you know, knowing what Fredo did, what really kind of got me is that this and the left, they do this with just about everything. They try to take the word Fredo and turn it to the N-word. Like all of these years, people have been called Fredo left and right. And now it's the N-word? I mean, seriously? Because he felt like he was insulted. Which he should be, because he reminds me of Fredo. We know it was you, Fredo. We know it was you, Fredo. We know it was you. Come on, Fredo. You're the guilty one. We know it was you. This is Firepower. We'll be back after this.
Days from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, only at band.video.
We got to get on fire for this country. You got to get on fire for your freedoms. You got to get on fire for life. And you got to get on fire for God. Because if we don't, we're going to lose everything that we call dear. We're going to lose it all. I don't know about you, but I'm going to keep fighting, fighting, fighting. Firepower. That's what it's about. And like I said, in the very beginning, trick liberals don't like it, but I'm going to say it right here, live and direct. In the name of Jesus, we got to get on fire for Jesus. All right, Let's get back to it. All right, so Tom, we got another one here. Epstein discussed massive Google election interference, the study. Okay, so let's go to this clip. And then we're going to come back and talk about it. Okay, let's go to it. The Google election.
We've got Robert Epstein. There we go. Looks like we might be getting it.
One of these randomized controlled experiments to try to see what kind of a shift I could produce where I'm controlling the order of the search results. And I thought I could produce a shift in voting preferences and opinions of maybe 2 or 3%. Not much, not too much, but a lot of elections are very, very close. So if I can produce that kind of shift in some voters, and I'm focusing mainly on undecided voters, those are the people who are really vulnerable, I thought, well, that could decide the outcome of a very close election. First experiment I ran, the shift I got was 48%.
It's unbelievable.
Well, that's exactly what I said. I said, I don't believe this. I redid the experiment with another group of participants, got a shift of 63%. Experiment after experiment, I was seeing that there was enormous power that search results have to shift opinions and even voting preferences. And I thought, well, this really needs to be explored. At some point, I did a national study in the U.S. With more than 2,000 people from all 50 states. Again, got an enormous shift, but because this study was so large, I was also able to dig in to see if there were any demographic effects. And sure enough, different demographic groups are susceptible in different degrees to this kind of manipulation.
So, you know, in 2016, when a lot of this was taking place in 2016, and because it didn't work as Google had designed, because President Trump was still elected, or at the time, candidate Trump, he was still elected as president. They don't understand. They're like, wait a minute, we did all of these things and it didn't happen. And then right after that, Google had a panel of CEOs talking about, what did we miss? How did this happen? And what can we do to prevent it from happening again? This is a tech company. It's like we've been talking about the tech company. This is a tech company doing this. And we're supposed to sit by and say, oh, this is the way it's supposed to happen. It's okay. I mean, this is crazy. Why are they trying to influence the outcome of the election? Are they going to get paid? What do you think, Tom?
Well, I think it's because this is about ideology above all else. I don't think they care about money. I mean, Facebook is totally ruled by Mark Zuckerberg as an example, but this just makes me hearken back because I'm sure you remember, Will, in the 2016 election during the debates, Hillary Clinton would repeatedly say, and you can Google this. Google what I'm saying. Now we know why, because Google will game their search results, manipulate them. And you and me, everybody in this country has noticed this. You used to be able to type something into Google and actually get the results you're looking for and find the news that you're trying to find, the information, the research, whatever it is. Now, if you Google anything, it's BuzzFeed, CNN, MSNBC, all of the usual suspects before you get into any real news. And this is all by design. And what's really startling here, Dr. Robert Epstein is saying that this can be used to manipulate the electoral result up to 48, 65, whatever percentage they want. You can utterly destroy an election, assuming people use the smartphones that we have to get their information. It's really horrifying to think about the extent of this, and it's all the more reason why the administration absolutely has to act.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know what? Not only on Google, but they have rolled it over to YouTube, you know? I watch Mark Dice videos a lot. I love Mark Dice videos, right? And they have, and Mark Dice, he'll talk about how when you go and search for something, even if you search for Mark Dice, he doesn't show up the first ones in the list. They show up stuff that talk against Mark Dice. And, you know, they do the same thing to President Trump. It's like, this is what you want, what we want you to see. Everything else is not what you want because they'll push you over to the second and third page. And I can't even tell you how, the last time I've actually went all the way down to the bottom and I went to the second page on YouTube or even Google looking for something that I'm searching for. Right. If I don't find it on the first page on Google, most of the time I just go over to Bing, you know, because it's not Google. I'll go over there and most of the time it's right there on the front page. You know, so I have another clip that we want to play. This is with Tulsi, right? And talking about the big tech and how they're censoring all of us and how all of us taking place. So let's go to this video clip. And she got the bad end of the deal. I mean, and let's just get to the clip. Let's get to the clip. This is number 12.
You're suing Google.
Yes.
What's going on?
After the first debate, I was the most Googled candidate of the night. When all of a sudden, mysteriously, right at the peak of that time where people were paying attention, our account was suspended.
Yeah, so you couldn't roll ads?
People weren't seeing the ads that we wanted them to see. It was the bottom line. And then once that peak period passed, our account was magically reinstated.
Yeah.
And to this day, we still have not gotten any kind of meaningful or even an attempt to provide a satisfactory explanation for it, which just points to the need for change. We filed this lawsuit not just because of what happened there, but because of the kind of power that Google has as this huge tech monopoly to interfere in our public discourse and really how they can impact our fair elections.
Yeah.
We need to be able to protect the rights and freedoms of the American people. And you have such a big tech monopoly with the power to provide undue influence, both through their algorithms as well as suppressing people's freedom of speech. And if this can be done to me as a member of Congress running for the highest office in the land, that means it can be done to anyone running for any office anywhere in the country and can be done to any individual in this country.
Yeah, and it happens. It's happening to all of us. And, you know, for them to do it to their own, it's like they're eating their own here. I mean, this is crazy. And it's like once it happens to them, it's like, oh, now we really have a problem. Because as long as it's happening to conservatives, she probably would never even said anything.
That's exactly right. Well, and I think there's a bit of nuance going on here because they do not want Tulsi Gabbard, good old mommy Tulsi, they do not want her to win for two very specific reasons. One, she is anti-war. Two, she is anti-big tech. And I would even throw in a third reason. She doesn't want to destroy the country for the purpose of taking down President Trump. She said before that impeachment would be the worst thing we could do. So they have this person on their hands, Tulsi Gabbard, the representative from Hawaii, who is causing them problems. She's getting a popular swell of support because Democrat, you remember this, Will, they used to be the anti-war party once upon a time. No longer.
Yes. Yep,
and so
right.
You've got this woman who's saying, President Trump, please take us out of these foreign wars. Please go after big tech. So it's causing them a serious, serious headache. So what's the solution? Well, proverbially, hypothetically, they call up their buddies over at big tech and they say, let's censor this woman, censor her, destroy her, make it so she has no ability to get her word out. Yep. And that's what we're now seeing.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Let's play this last clip real quick for this before this break is number 13. Play that one.
Big tech, overreaching government, political correctness. Our constitutional rights are under attack. As president, I'll protect your rights to free speech, civil liberties, and personal privacy because they're essential to our American values and must never be compromised.
You know what? I said this on social media, socialist media. I said she reminds me of black people that continue to support the Democrat Party, knowing that the Democrat Party is not for them, knowing that the Democrat Party is not going to help them, knowing the Democrat Party is going to destroy this country. And she keeps doing it. Black people keep doing it. We'll be back. We'll talk about it.
Looking on our feet.
All right. Good times, good times. Live and direct, firepower. You know what? Let me say this. We have wonderful sponsors, and one of the sponsors is InfoWarsStore.com. Let me put that in there because I keep thinking. I said, you know what? The sponsors are the reason why I'm here today. We have wonderful sponsors that are sponsoring this show, Firepower, to bring all of this information, to bring all of this technology, to bring all the support. And one of the sponsors is InfoWarsStore.com. Now, during the break, I've done commercial spots showing the different products at InfoWarsStore.com. And the reason why I have done it on those particular products, and there's other ones that I'm going to do later on, because I use those products. I use those, for example, like the Turbo Force. If you've ever seen me with the orange juice, I love putting Turbo Force in orange juice. It's like now when I drink orange juice, it's like something is missing if I don't put my Turbo Force in it. But I want to put that in there because we have to pay bills here. And one of the ways to pay bills is for us to talk about our sponsors. And yes, InfoWarsStore.com is a sponsor of this show. Now, we have other sponsors, and we have more coming to my understanding. But right now, the focus is InfoWarsStore.com because you go there and you talk about InfoWarsStore.com and you help support me by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's get back to Tom. So we have some more clips that I want to talk about. This one is where Google, okay, now Google, we just played it with Tulsi Gabbard as having issues with Google. She completely destroyed Kamala Crazy Harris on stage. And she, of course, she wanted to buy advertisement on Google of all places, right? She wanted to buy advertisement on Google, rightfully so, because she was trending. She was number one. She should be on the stage this Thursday. But guess what? She's not because the left doesn't want her. But yet Kamala Harris is. Tulsi Gabbard, I don't like either one of them, but Tulsi, is she so much better than Kamala Harris? So we have this clip showing where Google has been, you know, just doing it not only to people running for political office, but they're doing it to mom and pop shops, little smaller advertisement companies. They're doing it to all of them. Advertisement companies make money by selling ads. So let's go to that clip showing exposing Google and what's happening with Google right now.
Google has become too dominant in the online advertising space and as an internet search engine. Facebook is also facing a similar investigation. Hillary Lane has the latest.
Google's advertising practices and dominance in online searches are under investigation by attorneys general in 48 states, as well as Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. The bipartisan group made the announcement in front of the Supreme Court.
When there is no longer a free market or competition, this increases prices, even when something is marketed as free.
There's concern the tech giant is behaving like a monopoly, stomping out or buying out rivals, and that it holds an oversized sway in the digital advertising market.
The overwhelming number of query responses relate to Google businesses and or advertisers that pay for that slot.
The attorneys general say small businesses with smaller advertising budgets lose out, and so do small states whose residents rely on products and services they find online.
We like wide open spaces, and we like competition as well.
And really, this has started over a year and a half ago, this kind of backlash against big tech, right? Both in terms of how they handle our privacy and in terms of the dominance of this business. You know, a couple years ago, you know, they're all considered darlings, success stories in America, and now the rhetoric has really reversed. It's a 180 now as we scrutinize these companies.
What does this mean for Google and its parent company, Alphabet?
You know, it's unclear at this point what will actually happen. Like the AGs there hesitated or reluctant to talk about potential remedies right off the bat, but you can imagine that they're going to try for fines, potentially break up the company, or at least, if nothing else, force them to change their business practices. And ultimately, that's what it's about.
You know what? Personally, I don't think they're going to change their business practices. They're going to double down. They're going to double down.
You're totally right. I mean, they have no real incentive to change their business practices. I think what it's going to take, and the Democrats are desperately afraid of this. We had Elizabeth Warren and some of the other top ones saying, do not break them up. Breaking them up is the wrong move. Now, that, I believe, is the one and only solution here, because you get these evil people at the top. We all saw Sundar Pichai being chased out of the halls of Congress by Alex Jones last year. These people are objectively evil. Yep. They're terrible human beings. They're not going to change. They don't care that 48 states and 50 state attorneys general are fighting them right now. They could not care less. It's going to take real action, and not just a fine, not just a severe condemnation. They have to be broken apart. And this country will, and you know this as well as I do, this country has a big, beautiful history of breaking up monopolies. It happened with oil. It happened with AT&T. It almost happened with Microsoft. And now it needs to happen with big tech.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have another clip here that I want to show. This is a big tech business model. Take our data without our permission, sell it without our consent. I mean, digital information, that is big money. It's big business. And big tech, they're happy to sell it to make the money. They're making the money. So let's go to that clip. That's number 15, and we'll talk more about it.
I want to talk to you about what's happening with big tech and your thoughts, first of all, in the big picture, how you view it, how you look at it, what are the concerns?
First of all, they've developed a business model that is premised on taking stuff from us, in this case, our information, our private data, without telling us, then selling it without our permission, and then trying to get us addicted to their platforms so they can direct more ads to us and also extract more information from us. All of that without our consent. Now, as a conservative, I believe in property rights. I think that consumers actually, their information is their information. They ought to be able to control it.
Where does the regulation fall, though? You've got a number of different things happening. The FTC is looking at it. The DOJ is looking at it. Congress is looking at it. How do you put all that together for somebody saying, what's going to happen to this industry?
You've got the FTC and DOJ looking at the antitrust aspect of it. So are these companies, and we're really talking here, Brett, about the biggest companies, Google, Facebook, Twitter. Are they trying to stifle competition? Are they stifling innovation? I'm worried that they are, and we need a DOJ, Department of Justice, inquiry into that. And so I'm glad that that's what the administration is doing. I think
but
that's the right
as
course.
As a conservative, are you in favor of breaking them up, almost like a utility?
Well, if they violated the law. I mean, so if they have, in fact, violated the antitrust laws by suppressing competition, if they've gone out there and run competitors out of business in violation of our antitrust laws, then yeah, I mean, I think breaking up has got to be an option that's on the table.
That's exactly what they've done. I have a graphic to where I actually created an ad, and I put it on Instagram, which is, you know, pretty much Facebook. If you guys can put that graphic on the screen, I actually created an ad, and I was going to sell these T-shirts. I sell T-shirts on my personal page, and they denied my ad, and then they gave me the option to appeal it. Well, I went to go to appeal it, and then they sat there for maybe four months, and then they finally came back and said, nope, your appeal has been rejected. They just wouldn't do it, and then they kept my money. I mean, so it's like, okay, can I get my money back? And they don't have a way for you to contact them. They're the nothing but crooks. They should be broken up. They should be broken up. They should be broken up. Band.video.
FirePowerNews.com. Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right, all right. This has been an exciting show. I've had Tom Peppert on with me, guest hosting the entire time. I love it when he comes on with me. Tom is full of information and he's on point. Very good, very good. And you know what? I like it because the liberals, they probably hate the fact that he's a white man and I'm a black man, and we're getting along. And I'm not saying white people are the problem. So liberals get triggered, trigger, trigger, trigger. Okay, so we're bringing on Louis Huey with us. We're going to have a discussion with him so the three of us can go into details about everything. So if we have both, of them, let's go ahead and bring both of them on and we can have the discussion. We're just going to, you know, right now, there he is. How's it going? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great. Thanks, Will.
So I know one thing we're going to talk about is the whole censorship, right? I mean, because everyone is being censored. We've been talking about big tech. Big tech is not going to stop. So then we have to go to other measures, other means of getting our message out and talking to different people. And band.video is one of them. So, Huey, so let's get into your story. So right now, to my understanding, you've been deplatformed, right?
Oh, definitely. Big time. My podcast is Major League Liberty, and it's good to talk to you again, Will. I was actually that guy that you guys were filming in the Cadillac back in Portland back on August 17th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's great to talk to you again. I love that Alex is bringing you on to do your show. This is great. But yes, Major League Liberty is my podcast. I've been deplatformed, banned for life from Facebook. The reason that they gave me was that I supported an organization that is a criminal organization. I've sent in the appeal.
What organization was that? Would that be the FBI?
Proud Boys, right? That should be the one that they're talking about, right? But no, it's Proud Boys. Because I support my friends that are Proud Boys, they've taken me down. They've banned me for life. I'm gone.
So wait a minute. So they ban you for life. You haven't been, have you been violent on social media?
No, I'm not
a violent guy. Have you shown any violence on social media?
No, I'm just a happy-go-lucky libertarian.
I mean, have you shown any pornography on social media?
Nope, not once.
Have you been, you know, cursing someone out on social media?
Nope, not once.
So you violated their community standards by standing up for what you believe in without doing all of the things that are actually bad.
Exactly. That's the thing, is they don't actually show what I did that was violating their community standards. They just said that I violate their community standards by existing. I'm a libertarian. I'm a Latino. I'm from Colorado. I'm just a guy that has an opinion.
Stop. You're Latino and yep. They banned you. You know what? It's, you know, Tom brought up a very good point earlier about how, you know, they have the real white nationalists and they're still thriving on these social media platforms. But here you are, Latino, and you come out and you're speaking, talking about the Proud Boys are not what you say they are. And I support them. So they ban you for life because they can't have someone like you on there telling the truth.
Exactly. It's because I have a platform. I started my podcast back in 2016. I've been an info warrior for the past 10 years of my life. And I have a platform. People actually like to listen to us and watch us. That's what they're mad about. They're not mad at what I have to say. They're mad at the fact that people listen to us. And that's just it.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom, so you've experienced a lot of this censorship like the rest of us. Have you been deplatformed on any of them?
Well, they've tried six times, Will. They tried to take my main page, God Emperor Trump, out six times. And each time I was able to claw myself out of the jaws of defeat. But I know that eventually they're going to do to me exactly what they did to Louis. And it's a totally insane situation. What it is, Louis, I think you got too close to the fire. You were out there on the streets of Portland showing exactly what was happening, doing live streams. They couldn't have this. They had to get rid of you. So they purged you completely from their platform. And before this, you and I were both have extensive conversations about what they've done to shadow ban both of us. We're two fairly popular people. We should have 500 to 2,000 people watching live on Facebook. And because of what Facebook has done, we've seen them slowly dial us back and dial us back over the last 2 years. So it's almost like even though you were fighting back, even though you were still reaching people, they couldn't take it. They were mad that you found ways to game their algorithm and they took you down.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, one thing, like on Facebook, after I hit over 100,000 followers on Facebook, they really stopped allowing people to like my page. I mean, people were sending me videos where they would click the like button and the follow, and then they would go back and refresh, and then they would have to click it again. So there's only so many times. Most people just click it one time. Oh, I like what he's saying. I'm going to like it and follow the page. And then they go on about their business. What it is, they're not allowing people to like my page. And they've done that on purpose. And like you're right. And if just think about it. If you have 100,000 people following you, Why not allow 1%? Just 1%. They don't even allow 1% to see that you're doing a live video.
You're nailing it, Will. Crazy. You're nailing it. And that's what Facebook is doing right now. So what they want to do is make you pay for the rest of your subscribers to see what you're doing. They want you to actually pay to boost it. Just so your own followers, like Mark Dice said, you have to pay Facebook to reach your own followers. You wouldn't believe how many times my fans and my subscribers have told me, hey, I can't even find your live videos anymore. It's gone. And you wouldn't believe how many times I myself have been unsubscribed from my own podcast. It happened like once a week. Now I'm not even allowed on Facebook anymore. It's ridiculous. And we have people like Sundar going to Congress saying, oh, we're not doing anything. Oh, there's no bias against censorship. No, there's no bias against conservatives. Are you effing kidding me? It's ridiculous. It's right in front of your face. I'm being unsubscribed from my own podcast. This has got to stop.
Okay, so, Louie, if you don't mind, Will, I think, Louie, you might have some exciting news. I don't know if you're willing to reveal that tonight, but in terms of what we can do to fight this, what do you think is the solution?
I think every single one of us that have a platform need to stand together and sue Facebook. We all need to sue the big tech giants, just like Laura Loomer is doing, just like Alex Jones is doing. We all have to stand together as patriots and say, hey, we live in America. This isn't communist China. This isn't Belarus. We have the right to speak our mind. We have the technology here in America that has uplifted more people out of poverty than any other country in the planet in its history. We have to use our voice. We have to stand together. So what I think we really need to do is we need to all start filing suit against these big tech giants. And that's I'm intending on doing it. Major League Liberty. That's my podcast. I'm Louie Huey. I am going to sue Facebook. It's coming.
You know what? They get us addicted to the platforms. And
right.
Everyone is addicted. I mean, it's a mind thing. Everyone's addicted to see the latest meme, to see the latest post, to see the latest tweet. We're addicted to it. The videos. Yep. I mean, we're addicted to it. That is the world today. This thing, put it in our face and seeing what's happening, who's putting what, who's doing what where the action is. And once they get all of us to be addicted to it, and then they sell our data, and then if we don't like what you're saying, they remove you like they remove you from society.
Exactly. I mean, and all of that, world. Will, they start writing articles. You wouldn't believe how many articles the leftist media has been writing about me ever since they took me off the platform.
And then you can't go dispute it. Then you can't respond to it. You can't go in and say, this is completely false what they're saying about me. And then people are so, you know, especially liberals, they're so easily manipulated. They take all this fake information that's being fed to them, and then they believe it. Because you can't go on there, Alex Jones can't go on there and say, look, this is a total lie. I can show you the proof. I can show it to you. Here's a video. This is exactly what happened. But because you can't do that, you have to get other people to help you. But one way you can do that too now is ban.video.
Amen.
Ban.video. Everyone need to get on board with ban.video. Share that link. Ban.video. Tweet it. Text it. Instagram it. Write it in a letter. Ban.video. Send it out. We'll be back after this. All right, we are back. We're talking to Louie Huey and Tom Pepper. You know, the censorship, the big tech, they're just going to double down every single time. And you know what? I agree with them that everybody on the platforms, because it's happened to me. They just put the graphic on the screen earlier where I can you put that graphic up there really quick? This is the one where I did on Instagram. I went to do a promotion on Instagram, and I sell these T-shirts. This particular shirt is a mega country, and it's with the black female. She's how do you say it? She's advertising it for me. It's a black female wearing a T-shirt says MAGA country. So I decided to take it and put it on Instagram, which is Facebook. And I only spend like $35. You know, a lot of people, that's not any kind of money. But for me, that's still money. It's a lot of money, in my opinion. $35. And I was going to do it and put it out there and see how many people I can reach. It sat out there for 4 months before. So when I first put it out there, they just rejected it immediately. They rejected it. And then I said I did the appeal. And it sat out there for 4 months before they got back and said no. And at the bottom of that, if I click on the appeal option, it says you've just been pretty much rejected. You can't advertise this. It's not violent. There's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't say, it doesn't advocate for violence or anything. It goes against their community standards because it shows support for President Trump. That's the reason why they're not allowing me to do it. And now Google's being hit because of the antitrust laws, because they won't do it. They're not allowing Tulsi Gabbard because she was running, because they want Kamala Crazy Harris to be their candidate. They don't want Joe Biden. He's an old white man. I mean, seriously, they keep complaining about white people, but Joe Biden's at the top of the ticket. I think they're leaving Joe at the top of the ticket right now because they want to be able to just bring someone else in. They're keeping all of the heat off the person that they really want. So let's go back to Tom Papert and Louis Huey on the censorship. You know, on YouTube, I have a somewhat a pretty good presence on YouTube. And once I hit 80,000 subscribers on YouTube, my subscriber count came to a complete halt. And then they started removing people. I had people sending me messages asking, Will, why did you remove me from your page or from your YouTube channel? And I said, look, I promise you, I did not remove you. They removed you. And you know what? That should go right along with the lawsuit. If I want to follow somebody, and if I want to subscribe to someone's channel, and I want to get the notification, it should be my choice. So now they're saying, no, you can subscribe, but we're going to let you know on who we can let you see and not see. And it's all about control.
Amen. It's all about power. It's all about power, Tom. And you brought up a good point. You were trying to boost your own content. You're trying to boost your products that you want to sell. That's what these big tech giants want to do. So if you're a conservative, you're not allowed to be out there. Your followers aren't allowed to get this information. It's not going to happen. The only way it's going to happen is if you pay umpteen amount of dollars, and then maybe we'll give you 20% of your followers, maybe. But you know what they're going to say? You're a white supremacist, Will, because you're using an African-American female to promote your products. That makes you a Nazi. You're a white supremacist. You're promoting hate. And that's what they say. They call me the white supremacist from Colorado. I'm a Chicano from Colorado. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absurd.
You know, it reminds me of, and I put a meme out there saying 2 + 2 can equal something else other than 4 if the number identifies as something else. That's their thinking.
That's it.
That's exactly their thinking. And then they get upset with you. What are you talking about? Of course the number 4 can be something else.
it's whatever that you identify. But that's how you turn it back around on them. Say, hey, I identify as whatever I identify as. So what's your next argument?
So if you identify, I guess they're saying, well, you must identify as a white supremacist. You have to. So we're going to call you white supremacist. I mean,
what was that one girl's name? That one girl that was tweeting all this trash about our President Trump. Her last name was Messing, I believe, where she's just saying that all black Trump supporters are mentally ill. They really believe this. So who's the real racist here? Who's the real racist? It's the Democratic Party. They are the ones that are, they're obsessed with what's between your legs. They are obsessed with the color of your skin, and they are obsessed with digging up any kind of dirt that they can find on you and turn you into a terrorist.
Yeah. Then you're not supposed to talk about it. You're not supposed to mention it. You're not supposed to bring it up. You're supposed to just accept that we are going to control the narrative. We're going to control who can do what and where you can go and the way you can think and the way you can be. They want to control all of that, or what videos you can post and how many people you can reach. You can have 2.2 million people on there, but we're only going to allow 5,000 people to see your video. I see it all the time. There's multiple people on YouTube that have had accounts for years, and then they have all these people, but they don't even allow them to get 1%.
Well, look at Mark 1%. Dice.
Yes.
Mark Dice. I was watching Alex Jones. This was about 3 months ago. And Alex was talking about Mark Dice's videos. And Mark Dice gets like 3 to 5 million views on these videos. And if you search on YouTube the topic he's talking about, you have to go to the third or fourth page to find him. Mm-hmm. Tell me that. So when I watch Sundar and all these and Tim Cook and Mark Zuckerberg, and they go in front of Congress and say, oh, there's no conservative bias here. Give me a break. It's time for all of us to stand together. I'm standing with Laura Loomer. I'm standing with Mark Dice. I'm standing with Alex Jones, InfoWars, Tom Papert. I love this guy. Follow him over at God Emperor Trump. We have to stand together and start filing lawsuits. We have to flood them with lawsuits. Flood them with them.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let me say this real quick, and we'll get Tom's comment on there. You know what? These companies, these tech companies, they're U.S.-based companies. They're operating with inside of the United States. And just because it is on the internet and you're an American citizen does not mean your freedom of speech does not exist. If you're an astronaut and you go out to the space station and you're an American citizen, do you no longer have freedom of speech? Are the rules different there? I mean, do you understand? I mean, seriously. But they believe because of the internet, they get to control the public square, the virtual public square. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, and I've got 2 points. One, Will, they almost say they're bigger than a country. They say they're their own country, essentially, and Facebook gets to decide the rules. We all remember a couple months ago where they said, now, Louie, you would be in this group, by the way. They said that if Facebook decided that a person was a hate figure and had to be banned, you could plot that person's death on Facebook. That's against the law, by the way. That is not protected speech under the First Amendment. You cannot advocate and compel people to act violently. That is completely against the law. But on Facebook, for about 6 hours before they changed it back, that was totally A-okay. The other point that I wanted to make, Louie, you especially, and Alex Jones and Gavin McInnes and Laura Loomer and so many other people, not only have they banned you, but they're amplifying the people who are your detractors, the people who spread fake news. So that is the conservative bias that we're seeing. And Louie, you and I saw this. We did a very peaceful event a little over a year ago now where we did a rally in Denver, Colorado, demanding an end to internet censorship. We were both threatened. Multiple people went to the hospital. I'm very lucky to get away with my life, thanks to the Proud Boys, might I add. But those people, that was the narrative that got out. Oh, evil Nazis, a Hispanic Nazi went out to the Capitol in Denver, and that is the narrative that the social media titans spread like wildfire, and it's absolutely sickening. That is the bias.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, I want to thank both of you guys for coming on with me tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure. We need to do this more often. Huey, Louie, you need to come on with us even more. I mean, I would love to hear what you say, and you know, with them censoring you, I want to help as much as possible. Is, you know, to get your message out there, because you're just like the rest of us. I mean, look at this, Latino, a white male, and a black male, we're all together. The liberals, they can't stand this picture. They're triggered by it. They're like, oh my God, they're getting along. We got to call them white supremacists. We got to demonize them. You know, that's their thing. So real quick.
That's their MO.
Yes, sir. Tell everyone how they can connect with you today.
Yes, I am Louie Huey. You can still find my podcast on Facebook. As bottlenecked and shadow banned as we are, I run the Major League Liberty podcast. I'm a Colorado Proud Boy. You can find us on Twitter at @MLL_podcast. You can find us at Facebook, Major League Liberty. We're also on Minds.com. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're escaping the big tech giants, and I'm also going to be filing suit. So here it is. It's coming out. We are going to be suing Facebook. Awesome, that being said, Will, I think you and the InfoWars team need to look for what's happening here in Colorado next Thursday, because Colorado Antifa and what they call themselves is Abolish ICE Denver. They're going to be going to the warden's house to throw a protest there. And they still have Facebook accounts, but we don't.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, thank both of you for coming on. It's been a real pleasure. We'll see you again next time. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Share it. Ban.video, text it, do smoke signals that say ban.video, InfoWars.com.